Listen, sweetie. I really appreciate you coming over. Really, I do. Nothing could make me happier. I mean, it is my birthday. So, yeah. I know the day is very special for you. And I don't like birthdays. I do want you to be here. I'm very conflicted. You've been coming over for my birthdays since we were kids, and it's been great. I understand if you missed this one. No, I really won't take it personally. Come on, tonight. It just happens to coincide with the full moon, and you know what that means, right? I mean, of course you do. You know what the full moon does to a wolf girl? Don't you? I mean, I've told you, right? You've never seen it. Well, we can get very touchy-feely and possessive and really, really not good at respecting somebody's bubble, especially people we care about. Like you. I just want to respect your boundaries is all. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. It's going to be really hard for me to do that when the full moon is going to have an effect on me. It's going to be really, really hard. So you should probably go. It's going to be hard to not put my hand on top of yours like this. And it's just sitting there begging me to do it. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I'm so sorry. I'm really, really sorry. This is exactly the sort of thing I was talking about. It must be later than I thought. If I'm already getting like this, the moon must have crested. You know what? I'm going to be honest. Part of me would like it if you'd stay. I just can't let you do that. You have to leave. It's getting too... You must go. You know what I might do to you? Like, putting my hand on your thigh like this. Oh, no, I did it again. Fuck. See, this is exactly what I mean. At this rate, I'm just going to be doing things like that again and again to you and making you super uncomfortable. And I'm getting, oh my God, anxious. And you know how far it might go. You have to leave, especially when you're so defenseless. I could keep you here forever if I wanted. Oh my God, oh, I'm so sorry. I really, really did not mean to say that. That wasn't me, that wasn't me. That's the moon talking. You know I love you. You know I respect you. Haven't I always been considerate to you? I must have been. So, yeah. I mean, we've stayed friends for all these years, right? So I must have respected your boundaries. We're so close. I must have been good to you, right? Which is exactly why we should cuddle for a bit. There's plenty of space on my bed. I'm sure you'd love it in there. Maybe enough to stay forever. No. No, not forever. Fuck. Focus. You should not stay forever. I mean, I'd really like that, but no. Your proximity to me is putting you in danger. You are precious. You're sweet. Yes, you're sweet. You've always visited me. You've always kept me company. I couldn't ask for a better friend, which is now why you need to keep some distance from me. just for tonight. Yeah, just for tonight. You don't deserve my super forward, tranced out advances. You deserve to be taken care of, not taken advantage of. And I can take care of you. I can, yes, I'll take care of you in every way you can think of. So why don't you just stay for a while, forever? You could even move in. No. Or you could leave. You could leave your super clingy friend, Moon, you know, and go home and be safe. Yes, that is a better bet. Please don't do this to yourself. I can't be held responsible for my actions right now, and I hate it. Please. I don't know what I'd do if anything inappropriate happened to you between us. Your friendship, it's too important. I know you put a lot of thought into today. You made me something special, but we can celebrate my birthday later, like tomorrow, you know, when it's not at night, the full moon, when I'm not crazy, or I could want to pin you down forever. Yes, forever sounds. Even though I shouldn't. Sorry. God damn it. I won't. But I'm going to need you to help me with that. Like I said, we can celebrate my birthday another day. It's going to be fabulous. You just take your cute little ass out of here. We can have cake another time. A shame the cake will have to wait. Because on your lips, it really would look sweet and delicious. Almost as delicious as you. No, I mean the cake. The chocolate cake you made really looks sweet and delicious. Sorry, I was only out there for a bit. How late is it? Jeez. Look out the window. It's way darker out there than I thought it would be. That means the moon is all the way up. But I guess that's not so bad, right? I mean, who cares what it's like outside when I have perfection in here with me? Perfect. I'm sure it wouldn't be so bad if you stay. I could probably restrain myself. Maybe. Might be able to. Mostly. Probably. Wait. No. No. Don't listen to me. That is not at all what I want to say. That is not what I meant to say. Oh, I really, really like you. You've been my friend, my good friend, for so long that I kind of feel like you're mine, you know? Mine. I feel like you belong to me. So, why would you ever leave? Especially on a night like tonight. You've got everything you need right here. A cozy home, some good food, and most importantly, a wolf girl who is very, very into you. Very, very into you getting to a safe place far, far away for tonight. tonight, you must go tonight. It's just the two of us. Forget about the world outside. Forget about the moon. Forget that I'm definitely not acting like my normal self. All my inhibitions gone. To be completely honest with you, what I'm feeling right now feels so right that I can say without a doubt that perhaps this is the real me that I've been holding back. Wouldn't you like to get to know the real me, Or wouldn't you like to find out just how loving and devoted, how possessive I really am? All this time I've been leashing myself, you know, for you. Do you know what that was like on the full moons, When you kept your distance from me all these years? Oh, let me reassure you, every atom of the real me was aching, chomping at the bit to get you. Squirming and squirming. Squirming. Agonizing over the fact that you, the thing I needed, was so far away from me when I needed you most. In those moments that I was so desperate for you. But now, you haven't listened. You're right here. Right in front of me when I lack my filter. And now you're not going anywhere. Nowhere. I'd kill anything that tried to separate us. I'm going to put my hand on your face now. Shh. Slowly. Oh, slowly. Oh, sweetie. You're so warm. You're just so fragile, so precious. I'm going to stroke your cheek. Oh, I gave you a bit of a warning, didn't I? And you chose. See? I told you how considerate I am. I'm restraining myself now more than ever. Here with me. I don't want you to go. Your skin feels like it was made for me. You know what? I think it really was. You were made for me. I told you that, didn't I? That I felt like you were mine. Well, just in case it was vague, let me clarify that for you, sweetie. You are definitely 100%, without a doubt, mine. Yes, mine. Finally. I wanted this moment for so long. You're mine. That's why I'm going to treat you right. Oh, yes. No one will abuse you again. No careless girlfriends. No flippant texts from others that leave you hanging. It might be my birthday, but I'm going to be the one spoiling you. What's not to say that you aren't my present, though? Why don't you follow me to my bedroom? It's my birthday, after all. We need to celebrate. We can start by watching that movie you picked out. Maybe we'll have some of that cake. Maybe we can play a game or two. Something like that. Really doesn't matter. As long as I'm with you, and you are with me, and you agree that you are mine, you're not going anywhere. That window of opportunity has closed. But then after that, I mean, who knows where the night will take us? The moon doesn't go down for quite a long time.